Your daughter told you.
Sticking her ex with the bill.
He did not have my permission to use it.
He didn't have your permission to use it. You would have reported it stolen.
And mom has her back.
He begged me not to go to the police. Did he do that?
Yes.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Linda Zappora is suing her daughter's ex-boyfriend, Miles Fredette, for unauthorized credit card charges.
Order. All rise. Quiet. Case number 65 on the calendar, the matter of Zappora versus Fredette.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Have a seat. All right, never mind. Don't.
Thank you, Bert. Mr. Fredette, this young lady over here was your girlfriend for a period of time.
Yes, ma'am.
From when to when?
April to August 2013.
How old is she?
She is 25.
And how old are you?
I'll be 28 in July.
And when you were together, what was she doing?
She worked full-time.
For whom?
Boston I Associates.
And what were you doing?
I'm in the Army Reserves, and I was going to school to be a truck driver.
Did you live together?
We did.
In whose apartment?
In Taylor's.
Mr. Fredette, did you ever steal a credit card?
Absolutely not.
I want you to tell me how you came into possession of a credit card that she had, that her mother had given her. You may not have known this at the time, but that's what the case is about. Her mother gave her a credit card.
She did, apparently.
Apparently, according to you, the two of you together and you individually spent on that credit card. And now Ms. Zappora wants you to pay for half the credit card. And there has to be a theory of that. What is the theory? Now, how did you come into possession of the credit card?
Well, when we first started dating, we would spend the credit card together.
How would you do that?
She would give it to me and say, go buy the groceries, or buy this, buy that, spend it on gas, whatever. It was changing hands all the time.
In whose name was the credit card?
In Taylor's.
And she was working full time?
She was.
So you would have no reason to think that this was not her credit card?
Correct.
And when you first started to date in April, did you use the credit card in April?
I'm sure I did. We did. Together, or...
Did you use it in May?
I'm sure we did.
Did they use it in April?
No.
In May?
No.
In June?
Yes.
In July?
Yes. And not they, not together. In July, he used it.
Well, there's no way of saying if she was not with present
doesn't
with
matter.
Me or not. We spent it together.
Shh, shh.
Sorry, Your Honor.
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Because, Ms. Zappora, actually, you don't know the circumstances surrounding the use of the credit card. You only know what your daughter told you, right?
And what the transactions
You
say.
Only know what your daughter told you.
That's correct.
And based upon what I read here in your complaint, he stole the card. That's what your daughter told you.
Yeah.
When she confronted him about it, he admitted that he had taken the card. He begged me not to go to the police. Did he do that?
Yes.
Tell me about that.
He's...
No. You tell me about it, not her. Are you telling me that he admitted to you that he had admitted to you that he had taken the card and begged you not to go to the police? Is that what you're telling me?
He did.
Tell me where you were when he admitted that he stole the card and begged you not to go to the police. In what part of your house, a car, a street, where? And when that happened?
It was on Facebook.
Show me. Then that makes the case totally easy.
Come here. Hey.
Oh. He never acknowledged he stole the card. Madam, where does it say here that he stole the card and used it without permission? Where does it say here? It doesn't say that at all.
He
doesn't say that here at all.
In writing.
It doesn't say that
That he took
here.
The card.
No. You show me.
Right. In writing, it doesn't. He verbally.
No, he never did. Listen, that's a hustle that you're just trying to give me. I said, when did you have the conversation with him where he acknowledged that he stole the card?
Well, he acknowledged...
No, just a second. Where he acknowledged that he stole the card, and you said he... On Facebook. I said, let me see that.
He acknowledged that he had the card and that he made the transactions
just
on the
course.
Card.
Just of course. That's not stealing the card. That means she gave him the card.
I didn't say he stole the card on my complaint.
Oh, yes, you did.
I said he took
yes,
the card.
No, took the card, and your daughter took, giving him the card and saying, use it as you will, is not taking it.
But that didn't happen.
And I'm telling you, you don't know that.
Okay.
And I'm looking at her, and I'm looking at two people living together with mommy's credit card, and I'm telling you that if she said to you, I was also angry with Taylor for being so careless with my credit card, I told Taylor that I would hold her responsible if she didn't get Miles to pay me back. When she confronted him about it, he admitted that he had taken the card. He begged me not to go to the police. That's a crock of baloney. That's your statement. That's what you signed. And what you're not understanding is she doesn't have to say a word. Her children, her age, a lot of them, and grandchildren. And that's what they do when they all live together. They use a credit card. Mommy gives it to them, and they hope it'll go on forever.
Right.
Well, that's what happened. But if you're suing him, you're suing him under a theory. Either he stole the credit card, which I don't believe he did.
Okay.
And I don't care what she says to me. I don't care what cow eyes she's given me. She may give you the cow eyes. She's not giving me the cow eyes. She gave him the credit card. Said, go put gas in the car, go buy groceries, we'll go out for dinner, whatever it is. And he signed it because that made her feel good. He had the credit card. So when they went to a restaurant or they went someplace, he took it out and he gave it as if he was head of the household.
Right. But that's not what they're disputing. But then he, right.
Oh, listen, been there, done that. Gotten the brass ring there.
But
so
Your
you
Honor,
have to have
he,
a theory.
But that's not what we're disputing, though. We're disputing that he had it with him in other states, was
Who
using
cares?
It, wasn't with him.
You gave it to him. He did not steal it. He had your permission to use it.
He did not have my permission
of
to
course
use
he did.
It.
And I'd be in jail months ago if I
then,
stole it.
Then if he didn't have your permission to use it, then shh. He didn't Sorry. Have your permission to use it. You would have reported it stolen.
Exactly.
And you didn't.
And the reason why we didn't was because he admitted to using it and that he's going to pay us back.
No, of course he admitted to using it. He used it.
Right. And he said he'd pay it back.
Just that is the only place in here, the only place in here where you have any leg to stand because she's a liar. Because if the story she gave you, which is the story you memorialized in your complaint, mm-hmm. then she's a liar. Because I believe that she gave him the credit card and permitted him to use it as long as he wanted to, whenever he wanted to, and wherever he wanted to. The question is, having done that, now they broke up, and now somebody is stuck with the bill because this really wasn't her credit card. She was just an authorized user on your credit card.
Correct.
But there's nothing on that credit card that suggests that that's the case because it
right.
has her name on it.
That's right. So it made it a lot easier for him to use that
no,
card.
No, it made it a lot easier for her to... Listen, you're going to stick to that story. You only have one saving grace, one. And that is in the Facebook page that you presented to me, he says, when the Army pays me, I'll pay you. Everything in the Army takes 2 weeks roughly to process with travel pay. I would never, ever do that to you or anyone else. But yeah, I need the amount I owe so I can factor in what wasn't and was a mutual purchase.
Correct.
So how did you respond to him?
We gave him the amount he owed.
Did you show him what exactly
yes,
you were charging
we
him for?
98 transactions.
No. That's a problem. That's a problem, madam. Because just because his name is signed on the receipt doesn't mean he's responsible for it.
No, there were actual transactions that he did.
Just, are you following what I'm saying?
I do.
Then the only thing that I will even consider is the defendant, because he acknowledges that he does owe some money.
Yes, ma'am.
Because he did use this card when they were not together.
Correct.
When he was all by himself out of the jurisdiction. What were those charges only?
$2,189.
Show him? Yes. Show him. Those charges only. No.
Oh.
When he was out of state, what state was your daughter living in?
Boston, Massachusetts.
Any charges that were outside of Massachusetts?
Yep.
Those are all, let me see them.
Outside of Boston. There are charges here from Lawrence where he...
No. Outside of Massachusetts. You said he traveled out of state.
Out of state. Correct.
Out
he did. Yes.
State.
Yes. And I have that as well as transactions
state.
That he did when
I'm
he moved out of her apartment.
I'm going to dismiss your case unless you follow my direction.
Okay.
You were foolish enough to put your 25-year-old daughter on your credit card. She works full-time. She can't afford a credit card. She can't afford something. She doesn't buy it. I am not going to sit here and go through 98 transactions. It's not going to happen. So any transaction that took place outside of the state of Massachusetts, because you did travel for the Army?
Yes, I went to California in July.
How much were the charges in California in July?
How about...
Look,
Can I?
You want nothing or you want me to try to help you?
Can I say that
you want nothing or you want me to try to help you? This is very simple.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Now, my daughter lives in Boston and works in Boston. There are charges here in Lawrence where he moved to when he left Taylor's apartment. He moved back to Lawrence.
He may have moved into his own apartment, but they were together.
And later today,
I'm only interested in what you can prove.
The reason I don't have lots of the receipts is because I left in a hurry.
I don't care.
Okay.
I don't care why you don't have receipts. The bottom line is that you don't have receipts.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Linda Zappora says her daughter's ex-boyfriend, Miles Fredette, ran up charges on her credit card. Miles claims he and her daughter made those charges.
Now, on what date did you break up? What date in August did you break up? Do you remember?
I don't recall, Your Honor.
Do you recall?
I don't.
Well, then
at the end of August.
I can't help you in August. You say that you used the card after. Did he use the card in September?
No, I stopped. I canceled the account July 29th.
Well, then he owes you $554. Those are all charges that I absolutely know are his because they were outside. And he says that he acknowledges that he should pay those charges.
If he acknowledges that he used the card during those times.
When your daughter wasn't with him.
Right. Correct. Mm-hmm. Now, my daughter lives in Boston and works in Boston. Mm-hmm. There are charges here in Lawrence where he moved to when he left Taylor's apartment. He moved back to Lawrence.
In what month?
At the end of June. When he moved out of her apartment, he only stayed with her for a week, less than a week. Mm-hmm. He was with her. Then he held on to
the card. But they were together June, July, and August. He may have moved into his own apartment, but they were together.
I had no idea he was making these transactions.
$554, judgment for the plaintiff, that's all.
It's our excuse, you may step out.
Never did I know that it was in her mother's name at all. It was in Taylor's name the whole time. Or else I wouldn't have spent the card at all.
I thought someone stole the card. And when I called her, she immediately said, oh my God, Miles has the card.
We just spent it as if it was stupid. We spent it on anything.
We were using it like it was my credit card, and then he had it on him when he left and was just using it.
What was done was supposed to happen.
Unfortunately, I think she's learned. She's learned not to, you know, be so trusting of people.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Lewis versus Johnson. Step forward.
25-year-old Elizabeth Lewis is suing her ex-boyfriend, David Johnson, for the return of a 72 Volkswagen Super Beetle, or the money she put into it.
Miss Lewis, you and Mr. Johnson were a couple for quite some time. During the time that you were a couple, Mr. Johnson purchased an old Volkswagen Bug. Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
And he bought the car. He actually, I think, traded in your Mustang for the car. Is that what you did?
Yes, ma'am.
But he purchased the car because it was your passion to have that particular car and to restore it in your colors.
Yes.
Pink and black. Anyway, there was a lot of time and probably money spent by both of you in restoring the car. I assume that you have some bills that you have to show me of money you spent to restore the car.
Yes.
You traded in your car for the car. Mm-hmm. Well, now you're no longer a couple. And who gets the car? That's really the reason that we're here, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Mr. Johnson, you currently have the car because it's titled in your name.
Yes, ma'am.
Because you actually purchased it. You didn't purchase the car.
Yes.
Then what we have to do is discuss whether there is any equity here that I can do to make it fair. How much money did you invest in the car?
Total, probably almost $9,000.
Show me.
Okay, I don't have all the receipts. We did pay most of it with
cash.
Listen
to me. I'm only interested in what you can prove.
Okay.
What receipts do you have? And you were living together when this was happening?
We were living together. The reason I don't have lots of the receipts is because I left in a hurry.
I don't care.
Okay.
I don't care why you don't have receipts. The bottom line is that you don't have receipts.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
A lot of the money that was put in her bank account, I was the one that put the cash in her bank account, too.
Show me.
It's not my bank account.
Show me.
I didn't have a bank account at the
time. Then, if you didn't have a bank account, then I guess you can't show me.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Elizabeth Lewis says ex-boyfriend David Johnson owes for the return of a 72 Volkswagen Super Beetle. David is countersuing for an unpaid loan and the value of a 65 Mustang.
Okay. When you quit working and went back to school, Miss Lewis was working.
Yes.
So she was paying the bills?
No, she wasn't.
Well, who was paying the bills if you weren't working?
I had money saved up.
How much?
Several thousands of dollars.
Show me.
I don't have a way to show you.
Okay. All right. I want you to tell me, Ms. Lewis, add up the receipts that you have.
Okay.
And tell me what they total. While she's doing that, Mr. Johnson, what year car is this?
It's a 72 Super Beetle.
And how much do you think it's worth now?
Now, because it's not finished, it's in pieces. Not as much as it could be. I would say probably maybe 9,000. That's what we insured it for, was 9,000.
So it's not running yet?
It's running, but it's just in pieces. It's not.
What does that mean? How could it be running if it's in pieces?
Well, because the car will start and run. Is it drivable? No. Running and driving is two different things.
What pieces are missing?
The windshields aren't in the bug. The wiring's not complete in the bug. There's no lights on the bug. The interior is not intact in the bug. There's only one seat, and it's just sitting in there. It's not bolted down.
Ms. Lewis, when you and Mr. Johnson separated, is that the condition of the car?
Yes, I was still in the midst of remodeling it.
Well, who's supposed to finish that?
I was planning on it. He told me that as soon as I gave him the rest of the money, because I was willing to pay him for the car, what he paid for his Mustang, he told me that I could have it, and I was going to take it to a garage, which I was actually paying for, and restore it myself.
Okay. Other than the time that you spent on the car, how much do you have in receipts for parts that you put into the car?
That I have for receipts? I mean, I have a...
That's the only thing I'm interested in.
I have about $775.
Show me. And what is your figure, Miss Lewis?
I erased it on accident, sorry.
What year Mustang did you trade in?
65.
We don't have books that go back that far. You estimate the value of that car at $1,800.
Yes, ma'am.
That's your estimate.
Yes.
And you didn't put any money into the car, is that right?
Yes.
And you acknowledge that she paid for the majority of the restoration?
The majority of it, yes.
Okay, now I'd like to see the title.
My calculator, every time I get to a certain amount of numbers, it just stops calculating.
How much did you get to before it stopped calculating?
It was about 2,000. Here, I have all the photos of...
Shh. Stop talking. I cannot understand
you.
Wait a second. Where's the title itself?
It's in Florida.
Why didn't you bring it?
I didn't want to lose it.
Didn't want to lose the title?
I didn't want to misplace it.
To her or to me?
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Okay, now, Mr. Johnson, I'm going to try to make you as whole as I possibly can. Let us assume I accept your figure of $1,800 for a 1965 Mustang, and you have a bill for $774 for paint. It is clear to me that this car was purchased for her. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to draft an order that the Department of Motor Vehicles is going to transfer the title to the car to her. So within 5 days, you have to transfer the title to the car to her. On your counterclaim, I'm awarding you $2,574. That check will be withheld until the title is signed to her. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand?
I do. I actually have the bank statement showing that I paid for the paint for the $774.
I'd like to see that.
Right here. It's from Napa for $774.89.
I'd like to see it, please. She's absolutely right. Okay, I'm deleting the $774. That means $1,800. Hands down, $1,800. So that's the value of your Mustang, which was your counterclaim.
Mm-hmm.
The title to the bug is to be transferred to you. If he doesn't do it within 5 days, he doesn't get his money, and I still notify the Motor Vehicles Department that they are to obliterate his name from the title and replace it with yours. Do we understand the order?
Yes, but a lot of the money that was put in her bank account, I was the one that put the cash in her bank account, too.
Show me.
It's not my bank account.
Show me.
I didn't have a bank account at the
time. Well, then, if you didn't have a bank account, then I guess you can't show me. That's my order. Goodbye.
Excuse me, step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
You said, I'm going to prepay the first 6 months' rent. Well, it all didn't work out.
I was told that I was not welcome to stay there.
That's what parents do when they put out an 18-year-old and say, you're on your own.
Judge Judy.
We're in in love at the time and trying to be nice, and I guess it bit me in the butt then.
I'm just thrilled that she actually saw that I could have my dream car back, and I can't wait to drive it.
She tells me that she'd like me to leave her apartment, and I go back by there the next day, and there's men's shoes and men's socks outside the front door.
There definitely was not another man there.
Really, she got a bunch of money and started getting, let it get into her head.
A business and relationships do not work out. They need to be separate.
That she wasn't worth it.
I am stoked that I can get my car. I'm just kind of disappointed that he dissed my name, but it's okay.